Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, world? It's Santiago. You're now live in the mix with Dr. Teresa Graham.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Teresa Graham. So happy that you are able to tune in with me on tonight here at Refreshing Waters Ministries, where we believe in refreshing you with the Word of God. I ask that you continue to tune in each week with us and have a blessed time. Come on, pull your seat up. We're getting ready for an awesome show tonight. Come on, y'all. Let's say amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'll see you after the show. Hello, everyone. If you guys haven't already heard, there's a new online seminary school in the DFW area. Abba Theological Seminary offers affordable theology majors and Christian education degrees. Our dedication and commitment is to teach and prepare and equip great leaders who have a vocation, a call from God to serve. We make training both accessible and affordable to any servant of God that is willing to further their call. Learn more about our program by visiting us today at abbaseminary.org. This is Dr. Teresa Graham, and I approve this message.
The beginning and the end.
Jesus Christ has shed his precious blood.
So can't you feel his love? That's why I'm gonna lift my hands and praise him. I wanna pray. That he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show with your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. Tonight, we have Santiago Charles Lambert in the studio, here to share how he began his journey as a rapper. As many of you know now, Santiago Charles Lambert is my firstborn son, and I can't wait to share him with the world. So I've decided to bring him on the show to hopefully tear down tradition and allow people to see God. So if you are listening to this show via Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio, or podcast, you may at this time call into the show by dialing area code 516-531-9244 to hear the show live and to speak with Santiago. Now, just before the show starts, if you are religious, this show is not for you. Santiago's music is not churchy, but it has a message. His music is showing you his transformation from the world of the streets to the arms of the Savior. And if you know God, you will know we all were saved by grace and not by works. So sit back, cross your legs, and take a ride with Santiago as he shares his heart with you and me. This is Dr. Teresa Graham refreshing you with the Word of God. I wanna call your name.
Many times we go through trials and tribulations in our life, and it seems like God has left us. For the Word of God said He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us to the end of the time. So it doesn't matter what battles you are in, just know that God will fight your battle and He will set you free today.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Dr. Teresa Graham, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. Here with me we have Santiago Charles Lambert from the Fort Worth, Texas area. I tell you, I'm so blessed to have him on tonight. You know, the enemy, he tried to shut the show down at the very beginning of the show. You heard a little pause here and there, and that's not how the show normally goes. But guess what? We got the victory anyway. Praise God. I'm just so excited to have him with me in the studio on tonight. Hello, Santiago. How are you doing on tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Dr. Teresa Graham?
I'm doing well. As I said at the very beginning of the show, a lot of people don't know that you're my son, my firstborn son, and I just want to bring you on and love on you and just allow, you know, to the Lord to use you on tonight. So happy to have you on the show. How are you doing so far?
Well, I'm actually excited to be here. I want to thank everybody for that's listening in. It's truly a blessing to be able to just come together and just, you know, sit down and talk, you know, take time out from the busy world and actually, you know, kind of get to know each other a little bit better, you know.
Amen, amen. Well, I can truly tell you that the phone lines are really lit up tonight. I know everyone is just happy and elated to have you on the show tonight. So I must first start out by saying congrats on your new mixtape. So let's get started, Santiago. Let's get started with some questions, because I know that we have a few people that's on tonight that would like to also love on you tonight. So, Santiago, my first question is, where and when did you want it to follow the path of a rapper? And what's the message you are trying to bring through your song? And for what demographic, you know, are you trying to reach?
Well, you know, it all started when I was little. I mean, you're my mom. You kind of followed me. So for everybody else that's listening, I mean, they finally get to hear the truth behind the artist, you know. I mean, a lot of people don't know I actually started out singing first, and I used to be good at it, but I don't know. I think puberty hit, and that just went away. So being in love with the music and being able to express myself was always a passion of mine. But, you know, the world gives us different ways that people express themselves, and I'm more so a person that wants to think outside the box. I don't like to follow people. I kind of consider myself as probably a lone wolf or a leader, you know, just different things from being taught from the Bible's teachings. You know, I don't want to be the blind leading the blind and we all fall in the ditch together. You know, I want to try to approach it from a different aspect. So my music, my genre of music tries to it attempts to capture the people that's still out there in the world, kind of, sort of, but at the same time, I'm trying to give them a message from God at the same time, you know, so I'm blending it in. I understand God says he'd rather you be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out, you know, I understand that. But the thing is, also, I understand different terms in the Bible when it tells you God and his angels celebrate more over the person that's lost in the world that finds him versus somebody that's already in his church. You know, he celebrates more when souls are brought to him. That's what we put here for, is to save souls. So through my music, I'm trying to show people that's out here in the world, in the streets, that you can still, you know, you can still, you can listen to what you got to listen to and all, but do recognize God daily, you know, just talk to him daily. You know, he's there, you know, he's like a friend. So, I mean, he's a father to us all, you know, I mean, you can talk to him. And that's for my music, the genre of music I chose. I became a rapper because, you know, I followed other guys who was able to, back in the day during my time, they would express how they felt through their raps. And rap has a powerful message behind it if you put that message in it, you know. It can move, it can actually move mountains, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they like the beat. A lot of people just don't listen to the lyrics. A lot of people like the beat, but you got a nice beat and you got good lyrics that's talking about something positive, you can really change things. So that's why I chose my genre of music. And I'm trying to move more to the cleaner version Christian side. That's my end goal. That's my end game. But at the same time, I want one who's just caught up in this secular world type music, and still let them know that it's decent people out here talking about decent things. It's not all about everything you see every day. I mean, that stuff gets old. I mean, we got real problems we need to solve and we need to fix, and having somebody that's talking and addressing those type of problems, it kind of helps us all kind of heal at one time, because this world is, to me, this world is tore up. We might not see it, but I see it, you know, and it bothers me. So that's what I poured my heart.
Okay. And also, Santiago, a lot of people says, you look and sound like Tupac, whom we know is no longer with us today. Can you tell us what was your heroes and what inspired you to pick up the mic to start rapping?
Okay, I got to tell everybody the truth. I am him. No, I'm just joking.
No, oh, no,
joking.
No.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, no, you're not.
It was a joke. You guys should be laughing right now, because it is. I do hear it a lot, and it gets tiring. I don't know how it happened. I don't know. Maybe some atoms in the air. I don't know. But people do say that, and I find it hilarious. And it's, you know, it's not too bad to be referenced to him like that, because if people followed his background. He did come from a positive background, and he was just trying to make a change, but at the same time, the atmosphere and the society around him wouldn't allow him to, you know? And that's just how it is, you know, when you get in the music industry. I mean, people want you to do things their way, and they see you as their project. They don't see your vision. They want to have their own vision for you. So it's hilarious when people say that, but I like him as a rapper, my favorite rapper, so it's kind of funny that I actually kind of look like him. It was like my favorite rapper, so.
Right.
But I really feel I look like myself, and I try to be myself, and when you hear my music, yeah, it has a little bit of influence from him, because I focused on the positive message he always brought, you know, given my life situation, how I was raised, some of the things he talked about, like his father not being there. You know, unfortunately, my father has passed away, but I love him. But at the time, I didn't know him, and I didn't know much about him. So, yeah, I had hard feelings against him. And then at the time, Tupac was out talking about his father. And it kind of seemed like my situation. So every time he would make a song, it seemed like he was speaking to me, you know. So, and then I just ended up looking like him. I mean, you remember, Mom, when I, you know, my childhood years, I got rode up, what, in middle school? I failed, what, fifth grade? Because on the write-up it says, He could not advance, but he Tupac. You know, I was like walking around with a tissue type. You know.
Yeah.
People actually
and I
did not know my life, how I actually was trying to, you know, portray him when I was little. You know, it's crazy, but I mean, at the same time, I'm my own person. God makes us each individual our own person, you know, so I don't agree with that.
Yeah, and you know, when we went out to L.A., you know, I saw how the people ran up to you and were looking at you as though you were Tupac, as though, you know, he resurrected or something. So I do understand why you would get that. So where do you see yourself going with your art, your music?
Eventually, like, I have visions, and I'm just walking toward, you know, I have to talk with God. At the end of the day, everybody needs to consult God about what he has written down in his book, because he already knows where your destiny, where you're going to be at down the line, you know. Sometimes we think we're going to be here, and he wants us to be here, and then we end up like Jonah, you know, trapped in the whale's belly until you do the work the right way. So I'm just trying to, I want to advance and try to pull as many as people that's in the world, have them more focused on what God is saying and what he's doing. So through my music, I don't seek glorification. I just want people to listen to my stories and see how I've advanced, how I've matured, because you're my mom again. You can tell, you can vouch. I was pretty rough coming up, like a little kid, you know, and just early childhood on, you know, and people that know me that may be listening on the radio station, family members back home on the East Coast, I mean, they know, you know, the lifestyle that we had to go through and the things that we had to overcome, but it was only because of God's grace. So as far as my music, I just want people to see that if I've overcame what I've overcame, which was a lot, I don't care to go into detail, but if I've overcame it with the help of God, we can all do the same thing. God is not here for one person. He's here for everybody. So, I mean, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. Down the line, I'm trying to clean up my music and take all curse words out. Now, you may still have painted pictures of how situations go, but what I want to do is, like, I want to paint the picture of the situation and then paint the picture of the situation if you add God to it, how he can bring you out of it. Because everything I talk about is stuff that I went through and I came out of it with the help of God, you know?
Okay. And, Santiago, what I want to do right now is I want to play your first song called Message. Can you tell us what were you thinking about when you penned this song?
Well, when I made that song is kind of real close to my heart because it's about you, Mom. You know, I mean, you're my mother. I know if you recall or not, one day you sent me a message when you was fighting, you know, you was battling cancer and everything. And I'm not big at hospitals because I watched my father, you know, just pass away at the hospital in Florida. So I was like, you know, I just hate hospitals. And I hate, you know, losing family members as we've already lost a lot, too many, you know. So, and it just hurt me, you know. I just hate hospitals. So you sent me a message one day, and you, in that message, I still have it. I still have the old phone that it's an old Galaxy S2. If everybody knows what a Galaxy S2, that's how old it is. You sent me a message, and in that message it said, chemo went well today. That's all it said. It said, chemo went well today. I still have the message, you know, and I just broke down, you know, because it hurt me. I mean, I only got one mom, you know what I'm saying? And me and you've been through a lot, you know. We've been through a lot, you know. I mean, I know you my mom and everything, but I consider you, like, more than just a mom. Like, I mean, you mentored me and did everything. Like, had you not kept me trying to keep the Bible in front of me at a church, I would have been way worse than this, you know, like my other family members and stuff like that. But you kept, you know, relocating me and moving me around and just that alone, you know, that alone is,
yeah.
Look back at that, that was God. He, you know, we had a rough life, but he blessed me with a person like you to keep me stable, because I could have been way worse, and you know it. Our family is, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, I mean, I thank him for that. When I got that message, chemo went well today, it just hurt me. And if you remember, my favorite number is 7. I still got the other message. 7 minutes later, I sent you an audio text message where I made the chorus to that song in 7 minutes because I was hurt. I was sitting there crying while you, you know, you sit. I was like, man, you know, that's my only mom I got. I ain't got no other parents if she, you know what I'm saying, she go. You know, I got Graham, you know, but I'm talking about like biological people that I growed up with that carried me through, you know, the stuff that I really been through, you know what I'm saying? So it just hurt me. And I was like, you know, I'm going to make her a song. I always make music. I'm going to make her her special song, you know. So, and I didn't know if you was going to like it or not, but I talked about everything that we, like, pretty much everything that we went through. And, yeah, you know, it's got, if you got sensitive ears, it only got, like, one word, but, it, you know, it's not bad. It's not bad. It's regular stuff. I understand people say, like, certain curse word, and I'm not doing vulgar cursing, but they say, you know, curse word is just language to me, you know, it's an expression. Yeah, we shouldn't use it so much, but it's, you know, it's a beautiful song, and it's from the heart, so it was a lot of pain into it. So you got to understand, when I made this, it came out like it was, and, you know, and that's just my song to you, saying I love you, you took care of me, and I plan on doing that down the line, you know. And as well as my little ones, you know, I gotta take care of them too. So I'm just trying to make it happen. I never gave 110% my art because I was always afraid. I didn't want to make it and not have a real family. You know what I'm saying? Like a real family, people that not just fake because you got it now. You know, I wanted the real deal, like, you know, and I knew you was going to be there. You was always there. You was always telling me to go. So now I'm pressing the go button. Let's see what happens, you know. I'm walking with God, and I'm listening to God and walking with, you know, everybody that support me. I love everybody, you know.
Amen. And I just want to, before I play your song, I just want to give a shout-out to your auntie from Miami, Florida, Felicia. She's on the air in the studio supporting you at this time, so I just want to mention her on tonight.
Oh my God. Can I say something to her?
Oh, one thing. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Aunt Felicia, you know I love you, of course. You know you talked me through a lot of stuff. You and Aunt Panky, y'all trying to keep me solid. I love y'all. It's going to happen one day, and the family's going to be good. You know, our family has been through a lot, you know, all the way from Miami to Georgia, all the way up the coastline. You know, we've been through a lot, and I love you all. You know, I plan on, you know, keeping good on my word. When I stood out there, when I just came to Miami, I stood outside your house and talked to you for, like, a long time. I know your legs was hurting, but that's how much love I got for y'all. When I came back to Miami and got all those hugs from the family, it felt so good because I hadn't seen y'all in so long. And I just want you to know I love you, like, for real, from the bottom of my heart. And that's to you, Aunt Felicia, and all my aunts, all my uncles, you know. I miss everybody. I'm going to start coming back and seeing all you guys, you know.
Amen. And I know she heard what you said, so praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and play your song message, and when we come back, we're going to continue with the interview. Okay, and if you're listening to us via Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, you can call into the show by dialing area code 516-531-9244. Remember to press the number 1 key so that I would know that you would like to be on the air live to ask my guest, Santiago, a question. Here is message. I'll be right back.
Feel it with her. got plenty money. Wanna talk back home? Still got plenty clothes. Only got one girl.
Yeah.
You brought me into this world. To my mother Teresa, you my heart and my world. We done been a lot about many things. We done thought just about anything. I'ma keep you down, cause you held me down when I was little Charles in that poster care. Don't need to care, cause I'm supposed to care. There's a mutual thing, so the feelings there. Ever since the fire when my sister died, every night I witnessed my mama cry. One new artist named Risa. Same better than Lisa. Army shit, yeah, who fried? Baby girl, you're my hero. Flashback to that mid ride. Best believe that I did ride. 100 miles, it's pain, thoughts inside, deep my hip. Just know that you ain't going through it by your damn self. You got Kevin, Irish, Mika, and myself, I'll let you help. Please don't cry, but if you cry, I'm right with you, girl. Reiterated for the second time, I'm right with you. If we ever separate, just send a message in a bottle. Can't show your weakness, cause this world will open up and swallow. Feel a joke, then fight it off. Here's a book to write it off. Through the rain and all the pain, I'm a ball.
What's up?
She came all the way over today. Feeling without today. Hey, 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 hey. Got a message from my mom. Keep on winning away today. I'm stressed, I need a bomb.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Dr. Teresa Graham. So happy that you have tuned back in with us. I have Sandiago. Amen. This is his song called Message. Sandiago, you're back on the air live. I want to know, what is the most difficult thing you've had to endure in life?
Well, to me, is the most difficult thing I had to endure in life, I hate, like, I kind of, well, I won't say I hate, I just dislike talking about it a lot, but because, you know, it happened so early on, like, you know, my sister passed away, your daughter, you know, I love her, I got her name tatted all over my body, because I have nightmares all the time, and it's so detailed. I mean, my biggest thing I have to overcome is just me being 5 years old in the house fire, you know. I understand what people say, but I know what happened, you know. I was young, but I started a house fire, you know, and my sister suffered for it. You know, I was only 5 years old. I don't know too much, you know, but, you know, I could just see everything vividly. That's the biggest thing. That's one of my biggest drives, you know. It's her, you know what I'm saying? I love her, you know what I'm saying? And I just wish I can go back and redo stuff, but God, you know, he won't put more on you than what you could bear. So I'm just moving forward every day, you know, and you're my mom, and that was her daughter, you know, and then my whole life I kind of felt like I was, you know what I'm saying? I was the bad kid. I mean, everybody knew that, you know. I was out of my family, you know, out of my siblings, my close siblings, like my brother and sister, I was the one that everybody was worried about, you know. So for me to make it through that, God let me make it through that. That's the biggest thing I had to overcome, because 5 years old, I started off with the house fire, then I became troubled. You know, my father didn't have the opportunity of being there for me, you know, and you had us, so you had to work, you know what I'm saying? So you did what you did. We ate every night, you know. It was because of you know, nobody else, you know. And God, you know what I'm saying? And the way we made it through, that's just the biggest stuff we had to overcome. And from 5 years old, a house fire to, you know, just the government system to me getting, you know, being put in jail at 8 years old because I'm just out here not listening, you know. So I had to just slow down, you know. That's what I had to overcome. I had to remove my brain. Even though I was in a society and in a situation, I had to find a way to elevate myself and move myself out of that situation and not fall victim. Because you don't have to fall victim. God give us all a choice. Just because you put in that situation and you're around it, you don't have to participate. That's your choice, you know. But I had to learn the hard way. And I grew up, you know, and I had a strong mom that was there to deal with me. You know what I'm saying? I would get bad in one area. You would uproot me out of that area and move me to the country. Like, I'm like, Mom, what you doing? It was a challenge, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I remember, like, people would like to hear this, because you say a lot of people say I look like Tupac. Well, I didn't own probably, like, every single Tupac tape, probably, like, 5 times, everybody. But every time I would get in trouble, my mom would, like, take those tapes from me. It was like, something's going on with these tapes. We got to get rid of these. She would get rid of them. Somehow I would get them again, you know. But she would get rid of them because you wanted me. You would take those tapes away from me and give me the Bible. So I respect that. You know, I didn't, at the time, as a young kid just out here going crazy, I didn't understand. But now I do understand. That stuff I can apply to life today. Stuff that people are not being taught, put in my music, different Bible verses, different ways of stuff. Yeah, it might not be all Christian, but I guarantee you I'm dropping the seed everywhere. So if you like end up liking my music, you're going to love God because I'm always talk about him. He the one who made me come this far. I should have not been here today. Plenty of times, different occasions. And I mean, we hear it. So you have a testimony. Why hold on to it?
Right.
You know, why hold on to it? Tell people how you got there and what happened to make you get there. You know, be humble at the same time, but still relay that testimony and give that. Because God blesses you. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to talk to other people and express how they feel about him to them. You know what I'm saying? So they can find their way with God. They might not even know how to pray. I seen this video clip that you posted on your page. I shared it on my page about, you know, Lil Boosie's cousin who was talking about the trials and tribulations he had to go through. But what got him through is somebody taught him how to pray, you know, and things started to change for him. Full message. So inside my music, I want to do. I want to teach you. If you don't know who God is and nobody never showed you or took the time to take bad stuff out your hand and put the Bible in your hand, you know, I want to be the one to do that, you know. I mean, that's what we all supposed to do. I don't have to be the only one do it. I want everybody listening to me to do that every day. Be positive. Take your negatives. Turn them into positives. Take your friends that's, like, talking like, oh, man, I'm not going to do that. Tell them life and death is in the power of tongue. Don't speak on yourself like that. You can speak bad things on yourself. Speak positivity. Turn this thing around because, I mean, this world is dark and we don't see it. Everybody's just partying and having fun. But you're going to wake up one day and God is going to be there and it's going to be too late. But I'm trying to catch you before it's too late. We all should be trying to catch people before it's too late. If you truly love somebody, there's no other way to show them that you love them than to show them the love of God. You feel me?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean,
and I'm glad that you said that, because there are a lot of people, young and old, knows how to go through the motion of singing the Amazing Grace but still not saved. They know how to shake and jerk with no anointing. Can you explain why it is that young people are running away from the church today? Can you explain that to us?
Ooh. Well, younger people, you know, I'm about to graduate college for social work, you know what I'm saying? So I got the pleasure of just trying to learn and understand different social locations and different aspects of how people act and how they interact and stuff like that, and what makes them do this and that. But as far as, like, the people leaving the, like, not listening to the Word of God in church and everything,
mm-hmm.
I've noticed that problem. That's why, I mean, I could easily try to just cater to church people alone. But like I said, I talk to God every day, and I ask him, I like, Lord, don't let me just fall astray or anything. I want you to be there with me. But my mission is, I want to, like, when you go outside and you see these guys walking around, the guys that's walking around ministering to people, that, you know, they are here putting in work, you know. Faith without work is dead, you know. So, I mean, they have faith and they're out here working for it. And I believe the people in the church are leaving the church, like younger generation, is because, I mean, yeah, we have the hymns that we sang. We have this and that, but times evolve. We should evolve with it. Like, God is not dead, so your music shouldn't sound accordingly. I mean, I'm not picking on any music. You get it how you want it, but you have to cater to your younger generation as well. Okay, I remember when I was in Florida, you used to send us to Florida for the summer all the time with my aunt, aunt sometimes, and she'd have us in church. And that church with Pastor Brock, he would have different sections, and it was pretty effective. He would have a section for the grown-ups, and he would have a section for the kids. And the section for the kids.
And you talking about Aunt Ronnie? You talking about Aunt Ronnie, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Aunt Ronnie.
Okay.
But yeah, she would have us there, so we would. His section for the kids would be more lively. They would try things, like they would do a praise and worship to where you would see the guy. He could play the piano very beautifully. He would actually, instead of playing a church hymn note, he would start playing Super Mario note, but we would still be singing the church song. But you would see mm-hmm. the interaction between all the youth, like, whoa, I recognize that beat. Whoa, what's going on? And they would, like, stand up and jam more. I mean, I think the youth is really just looking for the beat. I mean, the world is so corrupted. I mean, music is becoming real powerful. I mean, it's almost... Some people consider music a religion. I don't agree with that, but some people do. I mean, think about it. A lot of things you do when you worship, you add music notes to it, you know? God created
uh-huh.
music, you know? I mean, but I believe the youth has to have a more upbeat tempo, you know, something more catchy, you know? And that's kind of like my goal. I want to give them something familiar that you're familiar with hearing on the radio, minus the negative message. I want to switch that negative message with a positive message, and hopefully back to the church and God. God is okay. It's cool to know God. People, some youth think it's not cool to know God because all the music with the nice beats and everything is talking negative. But you can have music with the same beat with a positive message. Like, you have a Christian artist everybody's really liking a lot. I actually like him too. His name is Lecrae. He's actually doing good. I like that. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Up-paced
beat.
But talking all positive. You have another band that one of my friends went to go see, which is the Newsboys. And they're awesome as well. I mean, and they have up-tempo beats. People are looking for beats. So I can give them the beats and a positive message to lead up, steer them back to God. I mean, and eventually as I gather a flock of people and they start to like it, they're going to see the music evolving to where it has no curse words. It has nothing. It has nothing negative. None of my music have anything negative. It's all positive. You know, and that's the way I'm have projects that I've already done and invested a lot of time into that's going to come out, but that's older, a little bit older stuff, but it has to come out because it's so much been spending on it, time and effort. So we're going to bring that out, but I want everybody to know I'm phasing. And if you're following me, we're helping each other towards God. That's where it's in, that's what the end line is. So if you want to run this race with me, that's at the finish line. You can guarantee that's at the finish line. That's what we got our eyes on. We're all trying to make it back to heaven with God, not, you know, not the opposite. We're not trying to go backwards, but that's why even the church, because it's not enough excitement for them. Think about it. We have technology today that's just mind-blowing. Years ago, a guy predicted, I can't recall his name, but you can look it up, a guy predicted that we would be looking at each other through pictures on the wall. We would be able to see each other through pictures on the wall. That was when I was, you know, he predicted this like a while ago. I seen it in class, and we looked at, and look at us now. We got FaceTime. You can look at your friend while they're driving down the road on the opposite side of the city, and you can look. They can see you as well, you know? You know? That technology is, and the youth is looking for that in the church, you know? And if it's not in the church, they find it in, so if they find it in the streets, which one, and they don't find it in the church, which one you think they're going to be more, see, technology is kind of dangerous, you know? I mean, you can use it in the positive light, but it can easily be used in the negative light very fast, you know? But you got to find, the church has to find, incorporate things that's going on in the world right now towards the youth, you know?
That's true.
So,
that's just
what has to happen. I mean, that's all I see.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead. We're going to take another break, and we're going to play your other song, I Change. But before we play that, we want to give a shout-out to your sister Iris. She's in the studio tonight, and your brother Cam, Kevin Magruder. Cam, he's an artist as well. He's in the studio to support you tonight. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to them and my spiritual daughter from Palm Beach, excuse me, Prophet Shantia Sapp. She's also in the studio to support you on tonight. So we want to go ahead and give a shout-out to them. So can you set us up for the song I Changed? Tell us why you wrote that song.
Well, the song I Changed, man, is, like I said, my best friend and mentor, you, Dr. Teresa Graham, also known as my mom, you know, we go back and forth and battle, and you out of everybody, I know a lot of people believe in me, and shout out to my sister Iris and Kevin, you know, I love you guys, y'all already know that, you know, sometimes I'm a little antisocial, because, you know, I have, you know, that little thing, but I love you guys, y'all know y'all can call me for anything. I change is because even them, if they listen in, they know me from the past. Like, I mean, wouldn't you guys agree I changed? Oh, my God. Yeah, I've changed with the help of God.
Let me see,
you know,
can I add, can I add them in live on the show? Look, hold on a minute.
Yeah,
let me go ahead and get them in live.
Hello.
How y'all doing, Iris and Kevin?
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm driving right now.
Yeah. That's cool. Be safe. You know, I know you got that Bluetooth, so it's all good. I recommend that for anybody that might be driving right now. Do not use your cell phones while driving. I don't sponsor that. You feel me? But like I said, you got... Now people can hear like my siblings on the phone, and they would agree that I've changed from a young kid. You know what I'm saying? I've came a long way. You know, I've been through some rough patches, like real rough patches. I don't care to go into detail because I've changed, point blank. You know, and then you know the song that I made, I changed, is about, you know, it talks about, you know, the road that people would take to get to fame and stuff like that. Like, for a while, it was popular for people to say they sold their souls to make, you know, to get it famous. I don't want to do that. You know, I'd rather stay in my closet making music or something like that if I had to, if I couldn't go to a studio or something. But I wouldn't go that far to do it, you know. And I just pray for, you know, people who say that. I don't judge them. I just pray for them, as we all should, you know. But I said I changed because from my troubled childhood, I became a man, and I became a decent man, you know, somebody respectable. You know, I still got flaws and everything, as everybody does. You know, nobody's perfect. But I've changed a lot from back then to now, because if I was still back then mentality, I probably wouldn't be here. So I've changed, and that's what the song is. You know, it talks about, you know, I want my people to do the right things. Don't sell yourself short to just make something happen. You know, try to find another avenue. Try to pray to God. Talk to him more. Don't just talk to him when you get in trouble and you out of money or something, you know. Talk to him on a daily basis. When you get that check, you know, be like, Lord, thank you for the, you know, for my money. You know, my little Chocho, thank you. You know, I love you. You know, talk to him daily. Don't forget him, you know what I'm saying? When you look in the mirror and brush your teeth, you should be talking to God. I don't care if you're spitting on the mirror or whatever, talk to him, you know? He's your father, you know? He takes care of all, and I know if he brought me this far, he can do anything for anybody. So, like I said, I've changed. I've changed, too, because back in the past, I wasn't really just telling people about God a lot, you know? It's just a lot of things that happened in my life that I've got past and I'm still dealing with, you know? That I'm still breathing. I'm able to thank him every day. So every day I'm breathing, I'm going to tell somebody something positive or talk to them about God. Or if you know me, you know I'm telling you what's real. That's what I do. Anybody, that's why my CD was titled, my EP that came out. Matter of fact, it'll be available on iTunes in a couple weeks or so. But the CD that came out is called Gravity. And it's not my gravity, it's God's gravity, because from now on, I plan on putting something in every song about God that's going to gravitate his people to him. It's to glorify him, not me. You know what I'm saying? So that's okay. What I said. I changed. Who want me to go back to the street and all this crazy stuff? I can't do that. So I've changed.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and hear Change from Santiago. When we come back, we're going to take questions from our listening audience who are in the studio at this time. This is Change by Santiago.
Yeah. I changed, man. I swear I changed, man. Santiago. Yeah. When the devil try to take your soul, step back, tell me nah, I ain't with it. This whole world out of control. I'ma stick my load, we winning. Y'all fellas know how the game goes. I was flossed up, probably getting tossed up. Getting close to the sin, we close to the end. Before you check in, you better revenge. Don't build your life with that play, though. Come with me, cause I say so. I ain't Jay-Z, but just worry about me. Been in the streets, I know you heard about me. If you're new to the city, you better see about me. I'm a beast on the beat, and a beast in the street. Whole white pit bull on a very long leash. Better show me something, fellas, you know talk come cheap.
Talk come cheap. Now you know talk come cheap, nigga.
But it's all the same, baby. Gravity. Hey, feel my pain.
Stuck in this fish tank like orchids at SeaWorld. These fins won't give me room to breathe, and the Judas sins won't set me free. I've been saving up my energy, now I'm screaming, make room, cause I'm coming through. Chains off of my breakthrough, set my sights high, aim for the roof.
Told you I changed, man. Ain't cursed once. Yeah. Salute. This goes out to all my family, all my friends,
Everybody, man, we on this positive stuff right now. It's your boy Santiago. Change ain't easy, but it gotta be done. Yeah. Salute. Just vibe with me, baby. All the way down to Miami, up to New York, back around to Georgia, over here to Texas, and out there to California, baby. Yeah. Jeff Munn, I see you, man.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome back to the show. Again, this is Dr. Teresa Graham, your host, broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas. Again, that's Santiago. I change. Well done, Santiago. Thank you so much for that. We're going to go ahead and take our first caller. And we have Minister Stinson on the line at this time. Minister Stinson, you're on the air live tonight. How are you?
Well, I'm blessed. I hear a good speaking voice with a lot of positiveness. A son that I can tell is adorned by his mother.
Well, I give God the praise. We give God all the praise. Amen. He belongs to God. Amen. So thank you for that. You have a question for Santiago at this time.
Well, you know, the name, first of all, I was looking at the name Santiago, and that, you know, that is the Hebrew name for Jacob. I wondered what that was, and boy, that fascinated me when I read that.
Okay.
I don't know if that's his pen name or if that's his real name or what. But
and Sandy, can you answer that for him?
I know how so many people use a pen name.
Nah, it's not a pen name. It's a actual to heart real name, you know. And it's fascinating that you said Jacob, because that's awesome. Because you know I hadn't got that far into it. You know, my family on my father's side, you know, they recently told me, you know, about heritage and background, and you know my Thea told me, you know, about being Cubano and stuff like that. So that's where the name got picked up at. So far as it being Jacob, that's pretty awesome, because I mean, these are respectable characters in the Bible. And like I said, I'm only setting out to do the same exact thing that God sent his people to do in the Bible. There's a work for all of us. We just got to find that niche and run with it, you know? Nobody's important, nobody's special, you know. So over the next person, we don't one-up each other. We work together. We're supposed to form this net that has a maximum capacity to hold all God's people. You know, we're supposed to link in together and try to move a mountain together. So that's pretty awesome when you said that. I just smiled. I was like, wow, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
Excuse me, you know, Jacob was the one that married Rebecca and had trouble getting the right wife in the Bible. He was the one that was trying to pick a certain one, and he didn't get the right one at first, and then he had to go back and do it all over again, get the right one.
And
you know, the story about Jacob is really awesome, you know. And when I saw that name Jacob, I thought, you know, there's got to be some promises on your life because of the name Jacob, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, my mom even told me, you know, she's wrote stuff down that God has shown her in the past that has started coming to pass even now, you know. And I've always looked at her like, okay, yeah, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? That's just kids, you know. We like, yeah, I hear you talking, but it comes to pass, and then you like shocked. You look at it, you got to go back and be like, well, mom, I'm, you know, you got to, you know, tuck your tail, lick your wounds, and go in. And like you said, Jacob had the problem finding the right wife, right woman and stuff, I mean, I don't see any difference in my life. It's kind of lining up the same. It's kind of crazy, but at the same time, I don't focus on that. I'm focusing on God right now and mm-hmm. what he has in store for me, and that's what I'm learning. Until I get happy with myself and which I'm happy now, I had to learn that. You got to be happy with yourself before you can make anybody else happy. And me being happy is me doing music and talking to people and speaking about my pain and how I got through my people, you know? And that's amazing that you said that. That's pretty awesome. I mean, it may not be time for me to have just that right one yet. God is still molding me and shaping me. He already has who's going to be playing to be right there beside me, you know? But we, you know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not getting on that yet, mm-hmm. you know? I'm just, I take babies. I got, you know, I thought I had the right one, and it just didn't work out for me. And I thought I had the right one before that. It didn't work out for me. So I feel like Jacob for real. So, I mean, we walking towards, I just want to be on the right path. I want to be on God's path, you know. I'm not going to change overnight. Nobody changes overnight. Those that do, please be careful, you know. I mean, because we all are sinners. I mean, it's in us. I mean, you have to
stay
pray to
by
God
grace.
Daily. Yeah, exactly, and walk with him.
Stay by
daily.
Grace. Stay by grace.
Stay,
amen.
Stay by grace, yes. I mean, We just have to be careful, you know, and not try to rush out there. So yeah, I'm just waiting on him. He'll answer everything I have to, all my questions. He's gonna answer. So
I commend you, and while I was listening to you, I didn't know anything about you, but I could, with all what you spoke and all, it helped me learn more about you and all. I thought, okay, this person has got a road that has had some hard rocks in it, but he's making those rocks soft and trying to knock those rocks aside and not let them bother him and formulate a different type of road to walk on.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I mean, it's been a tough experience, but I mean, I honestly, what person you know in this world that hadn't had one, you know? We mm-hmm. gotta be grateful. We still here, and we just gotta remain humble and just continue growing one day at a time. As long as you include God.
I thank you for your humbleness. It's great to have that humbleness in your heart. That's a good thing to have. God loves
Amen.
That. He will walk closer to you, I'm sure. You'll feel that. I am very much impressed to tell you that he will walk very close to you because of that.
Yes, and I believe that too.
Amen. Amen. And because of time, I'm going to have to move on to our next caller. We have a caller from 817-791-8457. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Lindsay Montgomery.
Excuse me?
Lindsay Montgomery.
Okay. Hi, Lindsay. How are you tonight?
I'm awesome.
Great. Well, thank you so much for calling in. You have a question or encouraging word for Santiago on tonight?
Well, no question, but all I got to say is that everything that I was hearing tonight from you is basically God talking to you in your heart, and that's a wonderful thing that you have. All I got to say is that you have wonderful people in your life, your mother is a wonderful lady, I can tell, and she taught you really well.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You. Thank God. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. You know, glory belongs to God. I'm only a vessel used by God, and I can only impart in my children who are adults now. So I give God all the glory. Have I always got it right in raising them? No. But I thank God for leading and guiding me in spirit and in truth. And I've always kept them in the Bible. I always kept them in the Word. So I just give God praise for what you just said. You're about to bring tears to my eyes. Amen. And I usually don't cry on the show, so I'm going to try to keep it real tonight. So thank you so much for that. Praise God for you. Thank God for you.
Yes. I can kind of relate on Santiago, because I had a bad past as well, and we're all changing day by day. Like what you said, we do not change by night, but with God's help, all you got to do is talk to God every night and see what he has in store for you.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Well said. Well said. Santiago, you want to give us some feedback on what Lindsay has said at this time?
Yes. hi, Lindsay. That's pretty awesome. I mean, just to hear you speak, that's pretty awesome. I'm glad you're in agreement with me, and I'm sure, you know, you can speak for majority of people who you talk to and who you hang around, you know, because birds of a feather flock together. So, I mean, that's awesome, because having just at least one person see the vision and understand the vision and understand it's not me, but it's God, you know, and it's God and all of us. We need to create that bond. And once we create that bond, we can stand up together and defeat this giant in the world that's trying to destroy our youth. You know, and I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we just got to work together and stay positive and just keep going. And like you said, you got to pray every night and see what God has in store for you. Because, I mean, if you don't seek guidance from the Lord, who are you seeking guidance from? You know, I mean, we make ourselves, you know. I mean, you just got to. And everything include him. So I agree with you, and I thank you for the message that you had to give everybody else that's listening, you know, because you understand this is more like, this is not just about one particular person. This is about everybody that's listening. All of us are probably going through something, and somebody's going to say something to help you along for tomorrow or the next day. This is not to highlight one person's life. This is all of us together. It's the same thing as being in church. And who's the main topic right now we're talking about? You see, that's what I like about it. You know, I don't want it to be about one person. If you don't hear God come up at least 25 times in this session, something's wrong, you know. We're glorifying self and not him. So I want to, that's what I prayed for before I got on the air. You know, I want him to be praised, not just any one person, you know, just him, you know, and we need to keep our eyes on him, because that's where we get our blessings, you know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for calling into the show. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay, next we have my spiritual daughter, Shantia Sapp. She's from West Palm Beach. She used to live in Savannah, Georgia, and she moved to West Palm Beach. How are you doing tonight, my daughter?
Hello, Dr. Glam. How are you tonight?
I'm well. Glad to have you on the show tonight. Is there anything that you would like to ask Santiago or Eva, give him an encouraging word, however God leads you on tonight?
Yes, definitely. How are you tonight, Santiago?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Ms. Shantia?
I am doing great. It is such a blessing to have you on the show tonight and to hear your message. Really, inspires not only me but all the others that's listening on tonight. And the fact that you did mention God and that you do want to reach others through the message that you give. And my question for you is, what inspired you the most, and how would it change the way that you write your music now?
What inspired me the most, excuse me, I've seen a lot throughout life, and a lot of people don't know, like, my life, you know, as so detailed, and being some of the most horrifying things that I've seen, I would highlight one. When I went to the military, and they told me, oh, we pay for your college and school, you know, they train you and everything, and you're getting all happy, you don't know what they're training you for. The military does a lot of things that they don't show on TV and they don't allow you to tell your parents. So the thing that motivated me the most was being able to make it back to the United States when my family didn't even know I was deployed, but I got the orders and everything, you know, at the same time. They knew of me leaving, but they thought I was at a training camp where they already had me over in Kuwait in the green zone, and then I would do convoys out of Iraq, you know, so it was scary to. That's scary in itself to see. I've had guys that I looked up to when I was in the military, all strong and everything. When you see a guy that, like, can lift 350 pounds on the bench, when he starts to cry, you start to, like, really worry, you know, what's going on. So that motivated me a lot. You know, I made it back, and I, you know, God, that was God. It was a lot of friends I had that didn't make it back, you know, and it just tears me up. And that was God in itself, you know. So, you know, I made it back. I'm out of the service now, and I'm just trying to make it through life, and God is still walking with me. He has never left my side. So if I know he's never left my side through not just those times, but even past childhood times, man, I'm just happy, you know, just to be here, you know. You know, I'm just happy, and I want to spread the word about him to everybody. I mean, think about it. If you prayed to God for something and it came through, you don't have a praise report the next day. You should. You should have one the same hour.
Amen. Amen.
You know, so that's what's motivating me, just God alone. That's just it. I mean, he's awesome. He's amazing. I mean, we still live and we breathe. Every day I wake up, that's a praise report. You know, that's just.
And that's awesome. What I do want to encourage you on tonight to keep looking towards the hill from where your help coming from. And, of course, you know, you have a great future that's ahead of you. And, you know, and I just encourage you to continue to keep walking with God, and he'll begin to show you things, and he will definitely reveal himself to you. So being that you definitely want to spread the word to others, that would definitely be a blessing, and, you know, allow the Lord to use you in the way that he wants you to, that he may receive all the glory out of your life. And I know that he won't fail. He won't fail you. He's always been with you from the beginning. He will continue to be with you and with all of us. So I give God the glory, and then I know that you're going to be an awesome, you are an awesome man of God, and, you know, there's great things that God has in store for you. So I do encourage you on tonight, Santiago.
Oh, that's perfect. I thank you a lot, Ms. Shantia. That's awesome. Just to hear everybody just coming to one accord and just, oh, man, that's good. It makes me feel good, because at first I was nervous. I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it. You know, I would always make a lot of music for my car and just listen to it myself, you know. And everybody would be like, yo, you need to, like, let people hear. And I was like, nah. But, you know, that's what happens when you don't, you know, sometimes it's God talking, like, look, I have a plan for you down the road, you know. Just move forward. Have faith. You know, faith without works is dead, you know. I'm leaning on him. And I'm glad you guys are here to talk with me. I mean, I'm seeing it come to light already, you know, and it's crazy. I mean, I thank him, you know, right now, while everybody's listening. Father God, I thank you. You know, it's just what it is.
Amen. Well, it's good hearing from you tonight, and you be blessed.
You too.
Okay. Well, thank you, my spiritual daughter. I tell you, Prophet Shantia and my oldest daughter, Shamika, was together with me on the show, and we had a blessed time in the Lord, didn't we, Prophet?
Yes, we did. And we need to have many more.
Yes, Shamika had left you with one quote. What did Shamika tell you?
Let your haters be your motivators. Oh, yeah.
That
sounds like that's her. Shamika is something else, but we love her on tonight. She didn't join us on tonight, but praise the Lord. Also, I'm going to go ahead. Thank you, my spiritual daughter. I'll be talking with you soon. Stand by, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, love you and thank you so much. Okay, you're welcome. I'm going to have my youngest daughter, Iris Lambert. You're on the air live. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. I've been listening the whole time, but, you know, I got the little ones here. So
yeah,
I've been having to meet them out. I just want to tell my brother I love you, and I'm a fan. I've been a fan since 98, and I like your music, and I believe in what you're doing, and I'm glad you're going a more positive route. So.
Okay, Sandiago, what you have to say? Sandiago? Okay.
But thank you for that
Sandiago. Okay,
can
we can hear you now. I think go ahead. Did you hear what Mrs. Cyrus said?
Yeah, I heard her. I was laughing. She's cute, man. I love her. What's going on, Iris?
I'm eating right now.
I love you, Mia. I really do.
Love you too.
I really do. I thank you a lot, though, because, you know, me and you, I used to try to make you get in there and do something. I remember we created a couple of songs, too. I believe in you, too. You know, you got talent, too. You just, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, always believing in me. And I know you did. You used to always tell me, too. That's who I was talking about. I made music for my car, and you'd be like, man, you crazy. You should have been out there, you know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. I just kind of procrastinated, you know what I'm saying? Y'all used to always tell me stuff like that, but I was really doing it for y'all, you know, at the beginning. You know, that's why I say y'all name in most of it, you know what I'm saying? It's for my family because I care about y'all so much, you know? And, you know, kiss the little ones for me, and I appreciate it. I'm, like I said, I'm doing it for the family and everybody else that's supporting me, you know? People know my heart and what I do, you know, out here. I do stuff for people and trying to show love, you know, and just that's what we're all supposed to be doing, just trying to show love through each other and keep it moving. You know?
Amen. Okay, well, thank you, Iris, for calling in. What we're going to do, we're going to, we're going to play I Change, and then we're going to come back, and if someone has some last words that they want to say to Sandiago, you can do so by dialing air code 516-531-9244. This is Dr. Teresa Graham.
Yeah. I changed, man. I swear I changed, man. Sandiago. Yeah. When the devil try to take your soul, step back, tell me now I ain't with it. This whole world out of control. I'ma stick my lord, we winning. Y'all fellas know how the game goes. I was flossed up, probably getting tossed up. Getting close to the sin, we close to the end. Before you check in, you better revenge. Don't build your life with that play, though. Come with me, cause I say so. I ain't Jay-Z, but just worry about me. Been in the streets, I know you heard about me. If you're new to the city, you better see about me. I'm a beast on the beat, and a beast in the street. Whole white pit bull on a very long leash. Better show me something, fellas, you know talk comes
cheap.
Now you know talk come cheap, nigga.
But it's all the same, baby. Gravity. Hey, just feel my pain.
Feeling like I'm stuck in this fish tank like orchids at SeaWorld. These fins won't give me room to breathe, and the Judas is won't set me free. I've been saving up my energy.
Told you I'd change, man. Ain't cursed once. Yeah. Salute. This goes out to all my family, all my friends, everybody, man. We on this positive stuff right now. It's your boy Santiago. Change ain't easy, but it gotta be done. Just vibe with me, baby. All the way down to Miami, up to New York, back around to Georgia, over here to Texas, and out there to California, baby. Yeah. Jeff Mon, I see you, man.
Minister Stinson?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Do you have anything else that you would like to speak with Santiago about before we close the show?
Yeah, I'd just like to give him some encouragement and speak that I'll keep him in my prayers. And it was good to hear that, like his mother raised him to be a positive person, and that was good that she kept taking things away from him they shouldn't have in his hands, and you know, I commend her for that, you know. Train a child up the right way, you know.
Oh yes, he got plenty whippings, as they say, whippings.
I was mischievous, but I was also protective of the family. I mean, I thought I was the big man, you know, so I actually tried to, like, do things that I guess a kid shouldn't do, you know. Tell you a quick story. I mean, you know, just a quick story, and this is back in the day when I was probably, like, 9 or 10. My uncle, my mom's brother, my Uncle Greg, we called him Bushwick, you know, I love that guy. You know, I love him every day because he was always around me teaching me things and trying to keep me on a good road. You know, one night I heard him, he would come in the house like late. So I heard him coming in and I was creeping through the closet trying to get, you know, my mom's protection for the house. And I'm just a young kid.
What protection?
I have no
what protection?
No, I'm just saying.
What protection
I'm, I,
are you talking about?
I was trying to wake you up and protect the house because I thought somebody was breaking in. That's just, you know, that's just how mischievous I was at the time. But, you know, I mean, we got, like I said, me and my mom, we have a good relationship to where she was teaching me how to be a better person and not be, like, what was happening around us, you know. It was crazy. And I, like I said, I really commend her for that because, I mean, the time and the area we lived in, it was a lot of stuff going on. So, I mean, she kept me away, you know. I still got into a good bit of it, but she kept me away from most of it and kept God in my face. I remember she used to actually have me, my sister, my brother, and all of us, we would have to read the Bible, a section in the Bible, and we would have to stand up and tell her, you know, like pretty much talk about what we read in the Bible, which is good. I think more parents need to do that, because you might tell your kid to go read the Bible, and they'll just sit there and stare at the pages all day, and they'd be like, hey, you read it? And they just take your word for it. But if you make them regurgitate what they actually read, you know, they can't just get their way. They can't slide their way out of that, you know? So, like I said, I mean, I had a good mom. I mean, today we need more of that. You know, we need more of that. We need more of, we need more people, teaching their kids about God, you know, because that's life. You know, the Bible is life, you know. All this other stuff in the world is really, there's no other end game to it but death, you know, if you keep following the wrong thing. You know, too much of anything is bad for you, but not too much of God is not bad for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I had a unique mom. I mean, given the things that we all been through, I mean, for her to hold her barren and keep her kids with the word of God at the, you know, that was, the word of God was the bar line, you know, that was the minimum. You was going to get that regardless. It was like you ate breakfast every day. You was getting the Bible. So, I mean, you had to, though. What we saw and what we did through, I mean, I agree with her. She leaned on
praise
God her whole
Lord.
Life. That's what we're doing.
Praise the Lord. Well, Santiago, this show is about you now. You know, don't come putting it on me. It's about you.
I don't want to get too detailed about my, you know, about the past, because it's kind of rough. You know, it's kind of hard to even, you know, talk about, because people would be like, whoa, you know, but it's the truth. I mean, it's a lot. You know, and God has brought us all from that, you know, and it's, and you can't help other people if you can't tell them about what he brought you from, you know. And that's what it's about,
that's
because
true.
Those people may be
that's
going
true.
Through that right now, and that's your past, but you're relating to them and tell them, hey, look, it's okay. I've made it through it. You can make it through it as well. You know, there's paths
that's true.
You can make, you know? You know,
that's
so
true.
that's what you call advocating, you know?
Yeah, that's true, you know, and I do respect you for that. But you know how I am. I'm very shy and very, you know, I'm humble, you know, so I don't really like a lot of people knowing a lot about me. But praise God, that's a testimony. Amen. And I thank you, son, for really opening your mouth. Because, you know, like you said, there must be a lot of parents who take out time, mothers, to take out time and love on their babies and teach them the right way. That's why mothers are supposed to be there. You shouldn't find a mother in the streets drinking, smoking, partying, and having a good time and leaving her babies unattended. So that is a problem. So I do thank you, son, for really allowing our listening audience to hear your heart on tonight concerning where you've been, where God is taking you today. You know, because like you said again, in your testimony, in your story, we all have a story to give God some glory. So I really thank you so much for being here on the talk show tonight. And like I said, this show wasn't for religious people, but it was for someone who has a relationship with God. And I really thank you, you know, because the Bible says we're not to praise our own self, but let someone else praise you, and this is what you're doing tonight. Now, mind you, you know, I raised you, and I know you, but at the same time, hearing you, son, say what you say, it just blesses my spirit, and it makes me, you know, I'm like being shy over here, you know. So I do thank you, and I thank you for allowing God to use you for his glory. At the end of the day, all that we do, we must do unto the Lord. And as you said, I kept you all in the word of God, because without God, I couldn't make it. As a single parent, you know, you were there, you've seen. And I thank God for the awesome work that he has done for you. And I know that God has more for you, and he is not finished with you yet. So can you tell our listening audience, Santiago, because I'm going to bring it back to you and we're going to close the show, but can you tell them and talk to someone, and I thank Lindsay for also calling in and everyone who called in to speak, but can you end the show, take this opportunity and speak with someone, someone who's listening to us via Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, can you take that time to speak to some young person who don't know the Lord, is in need of God? They need to know what Jesus Christ done at the cross. He shed his blood for all of us, all of us. It's not by our works that we're saved, but it's by grace. It's by the love of God. It's what Jesus Christ done at the cross that we couldn't do for ourselves. So, can you just take that moment just to speak to someone who's listening, who's looking for Christ, who's looking for God? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, honestly, I would tell them to never, ever give up, you know, because God is always there. I mean, whether you can see him or not, we got to get past sin and just start believing, you know, because in this world, I mean, so much is going on. We get so busy that we can't. Sometimes we don't focus on God and what he wants for us, you know. You want to try to pray daily, you know, and just say anything happens, if something good happens to you, pray to him. If something bad happens, pray to him. He has the answer to everything and the keys to unlock everything. There's nothing too hard for God, you know. You just gotta keep your mind right and try to stay, you know, sane in this crazy world that we're living in right now. It's so easy to get wrapped up in the wrong things. Everything feels good at first, but then it can damage you. But God feels good all the time, and he won't damage you. He's only going to uplift you, you know what I'm saying? So try to find your happy place and try to include God at all times, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you just got to just keep God first is what I'm saying, man. It doesn't make sense not to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he created us all. Imagine if you was God and you created a species and they just turned their back on you. You don't want to do that. Don't turn your back on him. He created you. Imagine if you went to Walmart and you brought this toy and it tells you if you put it together this certain way, you follow the instructions, it's supposed to perform it for you. And it doesn't. How God feels, he does. We're not doing what he created to do. How he feels, you know what I mean? So just like, don't consider your feelings and everybody else's feelings all the time. Consider God's feelings at the same time, you know? I mean, his feelings is first, you know? He wants us to love each other. He gave us a demonstration when he gave us his son, you know? So you. We're not going to be as perfect as Jesus, but we're supposed to walk in those footsteps. That's your roadmap right there. You want to know how to live life? Look at what Jesus did. He showed love to everybody. That's what we need to do. Show love to everybody. Walk in love. And you're good to go. I love you all. You know what I'm saying? You're going to always send me that message. I love you all. And I thank God for all of you.
Amen, amen. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to Refreshing Waters Ministries Talk Show on tonight. Thank you, Santiago, for being here with me in the studio to release what God has given you to the world. Amen. Thank you so much. I love you. To all of our listening audience tonight, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we have weekly shows that you can come and you can listen to, and if you would like to listen to the show after the show, you can do so by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Teresa Graham. You will be able to download this show. So thank you so much for just calling in, loving on Santiago tonight. I don't know about you, but I was blessed by him. Amen. And I'm not just saying it because he is my son. I'm saying it because he belongs to God. And I can't wait to see what God is getting ready to do in his life. I don't know about you, but that's something to shout about on tonight. Glory be to God. So with that said, I just want to thank everyone who took time out to call in. And, you know, earlier on the show, the devil tried to shut the show down. Amen. We had problems with the sound system and everything, but that's okay. God still got the victory. Amen. Because I see that God is doing a life in Santiago's life. Amen. And that gives me great joy. So with that said, God bless you until the next time. This is Dr. Teresa Graham refreshing you with the word of God.
Just know that God will fight your battle and he will set you free today.